Not F Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. Not F Electric, he's so cool, come out and play. He's the guy all the other guys are jealous of. 'Cause he's the guy that all the girls wanna be with. Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. He's got great guests on his show, like Dr. Steve and some other people. We love you, Cardiff.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGI.
Yo, do you remember the 90s? Let's find out. Acid-washed jeans, Doc Martens on your feet, Pogs in your pocket, and bagel bites to eat. Watching Full House with your digital pets. Mom, get off the phone, I need to use the internet. Let's go to Blockbuster, there's nothing else to do. Carmen Sandiego, where the hell are you? I like Tukey Knot.
You got mail.
Ice, baby, swing.
Ah!
I wasn't expecting it to end so quickly. Time for Carlos's pick. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Yo Remember the 90s, the only show on YouTube at this time that asks the question, Yo, remember the 90s? And then hopefully we answer some of that too, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, I guess if you were born in the 2000s, you wouldn't remember the 90s. Yeah. But anyone who's born in, like, I guess if you were born in the 90s, you probably wouldn't really remember too much of the 90s. So,
right.
What is this? Is this a show?
No. This is a show. Well, yeah, sort of.
I guess.
I think.
But think about this. If we relate the 90s to now, it was thinking about back in the 90s of what it was like in the happy days times.
I know.
It's literally the same.
I know. And if I was, you know, around in the 90s watching something and they were like, hey, anyone remember the 60s? I'd be like, ugh.
Disgusting.
This show sucks.
That's that thing they have those commercials for. You could buy 80 albums for $4.99.
It would be the same reaction I had in the 90s when MASH used to come on. Click.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I didn't even know MASH was supposed to be a comedy. I thought it was a drama about war.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
No clue until I was much older. Anytime I saw that stupid helicopter and that song, click.
You know, I've done a horrible job introducing my co-hosts for You'll Remember the 90s. Obnoxious John, hello. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well.
And of course, I didn't let you finish your sentence before I started speaking.
It's quite all right.
You stick at this.
And in the bottom square, our pal, El Horrible.
Hello. Greetings. El Horrible.
That's it.
Shithead. You know that.
El Tukulele?
No. El Tukey. El Tukey. Everyone say hello to my new Tukey pumpkin, which was made by Band Practice Guy. Thank you to Band Practice Guy for making me a Tukey pumpkin. It's fake, so I'll have it for years to come. I'm so excited. It will be here all of the month of October.
Amazing. I know it's not
here yet, but I was too excited.
Do you think if there was ever let's say your parents ever decided to split up El Horrible, will there be a custody battle over the Tukey pumpkin?
Or... Yes. I'm a child of divorce. My parents divorced when I was in my 30s. It was very sad.
Was that in the 90s?
Yes, in the 90s. Wait, I'm sick.
In a very special episode of You'll Remember the 90s. Horribly recounts his painful 90s divorce.
Yes, my painful 90s divorce. No, it was only a couple of years ago, actually. It's very odd when your parents get divorced when you're getting married. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But yes, I come from a broken home, even though I wasn't living in it at the time. But yes, please be gentle.
We will. We will. But we want to remind everyone, if you're watching on my channel or Hell Horrible Bull's channel, come on over here at You'll Remember the 90s, like and subscribe, because I don't like only having one monetized YouTube channel. Right. So I need another one.
Yes, that's right. We have to start monetizing more YouTube channels because YouTube's taking us down. People, put this in perspective. Right now there are, oh wait, there are more. Okay, it said 10 people were watching on the You Remember the 90s channel, and I had Kinky Loco up, or not Kinky Loco, Benny Loco up on my phone, and she had 12 people watching. So I was kind of offended by that. But we're okay. We're over 20. So we're over Benny Loco's numbers.
Good. Thank God.
So yeah, definitely go over there and give that a like and subscribe.
Uh-oh, but she has 18 now, so she's catching up. She's
catching up. You probably sent six of those viewers over. People are like, wait, Benny Loco's on? I can watch her instead of this?
Yes.
Benny Loco. It is.
Maz Wildfold, thank you for becoming a member to someone's channel.
Yes, thank you.
We're not sure who.
And my lost interest, thanks for the 499. El Horrible, still sitting to the left in his Tukey position.
Yes, this is how my setup is. This is the only way that things can work.
You're going to need a chiropractor.
I'm waiting.
You need to be straightened back out.
Yes. I'm waiting for my 18-year-old brother to move the hell out. It's been over a month since he turned 18. He's still here. But I need his room. I told him I have big plans for that room. Big Chad Zumok size plans. We're building a studio. We're doing it.
Hands, man. Thanks for the $5. Did Tukey get his subscription fix?
What?
I believe you were, Tukey was jonesing for.
Oh, yes.
Subscribers.
Yes. Well, not really. I mean, my Tukey's subscribers numbers have just been climbing and climbing. We're coming for you, Chad. We're catching up. We're almost at 3,100. We actually got over 500 subscribers, I think, last month. So thank you, everybody, for that. It's insane.
It's amazing.
I have not bought any yet. I have not gotten into that whole game, but I would like to dabble in it, buying views and subscriptions and all that kind of stuff, just to see what all the fuss is about. It seems like it's working well for everyone else.
Yes. Static.
A lot of notice.
Now, I hope some of those subscribers you're talking about are from the 90s, because that's what we're supposed to be talking about here.
Oh, yeah. The 90s. No.
They weren't.
Edgar Ibarra, thanks for the 199. Is VP the mysterious SJ friend? Help. Hi. Is Vinny Paulino the mysterious Sluttering John friend? Help. Hi. Yes. Sure.
It is a mystery.
Yes. It is a mystery.
How they become friends.
A grand mystery. But we do want to talk about the 90s.
Yes.
90s television.
You mean when Stuttering John was last relevant? Is that what we're going to talk about? This is a Stuttering John show, right?
Ah, fuck it. All right.
No, today we're going to talk about 90s TV shows. And at first we were kind of thinking like, oh, maybe we should have a category or something like that. But I think we're just going to wing it this time and just potluck or potpourri. Yeah.
Because I think when we, you know, I think when we did our pilot episode, we started going down the road of 90s TV, and it was like, we could do an episode just on one show.
Yeah. Right.
Like Married with Children could definitely be its own show.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, we could do that. So I think, yeah, today is just, we're still trying to figure out the format of this non-show, but definitely come over here at You'll Remember the 90s, like and subscribe, please. And yeah, we're still figuring that out, but today's a little bit of, we're dipping our toe in 90s television, seeing what we can get away with, what we can't get away with, and having a little bit of 90s nostalgia, some
nostalgia boners. Yes, the 90s were a very defining moment for El Horrible. As everyone knows, El Horrible stole cable from a very early age. Mm-hmm. So 90s were probably my peak movie viewing, but that's only because I was watching movies on TV, but that doesn't count, on channels like HBO, Cinemax, and Showtime.
It's not TV. It's HBO.
Yo, you're right. But yeah, I saw someone. I was going to pull this one. God damn it. And I still might. Duckman. Do you remember Duckman?
Was he a detective?
Yes.
With a raincoat?
Yes, he was voiced by Jason Alexander.
Yes, I do remember Duckman.
Yes, and he had his sidekick who was a pig. And it was pretty good. It was a good show. And I thought about that, but I didn't pull anything from that. So good call, whoever that was. I forgot. Oh, James Boyd. Duckman.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Bert's a great. Thank you for the $2. Four touchdowns in a single game. Polk High.
Yes.
Yes, I have a clip from Married with Children. I don't know if we want to just get into Married with Children right now, but as sure. I was watching the Married with Children clip, I was like, Al Bundy reminds me of someone. Like a lot, like someone that, like recently, right? And it hit me. Fucking KB, Kevin Brennan. I feel like Al Bundy, when he goes home, or when Kevin Brennan goes home, he's a lot like Al Bundy. And I don't know, something about his facial expressions, the way he talks.
I can see it.
He's miserable.
I think I can see it. He's miserable.
Yeah, so I pulled this clip. This was from one of the later seasons, I believe, but I definitely remember this. Someone comes to Al Bundy's door. Some of you might recognize this gentleman. He's another popular 90s figure. You might not recognize his face, but you might recognize his voice.
That your wife has been seeing my husband.
Let me get this straight. Pardon the expression.
Do you cook for him?
Every day. Tonight, for example, I made him a nice juicy steak.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Nice baked potato.
Maybe he's just tired of you sitting at home while he's out working.
No, I work. I'm an office manager, $40,000 a year.
That bastard? Guys like that deserve what they get.
He's getting your wife.
Oh, let the punishment fit the crime.
I don't know.
Do you know who that guy is, Cardiff?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you know who this guy is, OJ?
I think I do, and it's only because of the chat.
The chat? Are they helping? Yeah, not watching?
I think they're helping. So I don't want it. I think it would be dishonest to take a guess at this point.
That is the voice of Homer Simpson.
Yes,
it is.
Dan Catalano or something like that, right?
Oh, these Catalanos.
Castellano.
Yeah, and he also does. He also obviously does other voices, you know, on The Simpsons, but most famous for Homer Simpson.
Well, I don't hear it now. I'll see if I hear it now, but I didn't hear it.
Maybe it's my fault. Andy's a man about town, whereas I just like to stay home and watch a ball game.
Wait a second. Oh, yeah, the rumble. Wait a second. That little, like, growl. There's a bit of Homer there, yeah.
Cook. Yep.
And you like sports?
Yeah.
I love you.
That's as close as they could get, especially at the time, of Al just leaning in and sucking him off.
Yes.
He was positioned, but he was positioned perfectly.
Married with Children is great, man. We've said it. We said it on this show before. And it is definitely one of those shows that if you watch it now, you're kind of like, God damn, the 90s were so much fun as far as like language and getting away with things and making fun of stuff. Yeah. And now it's like, yeah, you can never do exactly what they were doing on Married. I hate when people are like, oh, you couldn't do that today. You could in a different way, but you couldn't do it the way they did it in the 90s. No.
Just like you couldn't recreate All in the Family. Like
right.
At that time it was, and that was, you couldn't do that now. You couldn't do that. And then you couldn't do that in the 90s. Like it had even evolved then, but
it's probably a good point though. Like I never thought of Married with Children almost being like an All the Family for like the 90s.
I mean, our family, that's how we looked at Married with Children. That was the comparison we made. We said it was the All of the Family of the 90s.
Well, like, it wasn't political. Like, All in the Family at the end of the day was a political show. Yeah. Like, they were using Archie Bunker as the, and even the actor was playing that character to point fun, you know, to make fun of that side, right?
Right.
I don't think Married with Children played any political.
Quite the opposite
whatsoever.
Yeah, probably not political. They were probably, I think they were just trying to take shots at all the you know, the people who were trying to take down TV shows and all that kind of stuff, like with
no
the
ma'am.
Yeah, no ma'am, stuff like that. Man, I want a no ma'am. Do they make a no ma'am shirt in black? I always wanted a no ma'am shirt, but since it's in white, I refuse to wear a white t-shirt. Here's a tip, Chad. It emphasizes your tits. You shouldn't wear white t-shirts, even though I kind of figure you figured that out since you're always wearing black. But
yes. So yeah, I see a no ma'am t-shirt in black.
Yes, I'm buying it.
Oh, it's gone. It's sold out.
Shit.
Someone $18.79 on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
I even remember, you know what? I get a boner whenever I see somebody walking around in an Al Bundy poke high jersey.
Yes, you do see that. Four touchdowns in one game, like Burst the Great said. Yes, those are funny.
But I remember Captain Kickass, member for 4 months. Mystery Science Theater 3000, the best 90s show. We'll check that out. Thank you for being a member of somebody's channel.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, of course. Mystery Science Theater. I mean, now that's what everyone on YouTube is pretty much doing. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if there was really anything out there doing that kind of show, where it was a guy and two puppets watching really crappy old movies. I think it was mostly because, and it even relates back to YouTube, because I think they did crappy movies so they didn't have to deal with like copyright and trying to get the rights to like really expensive movies.
Right.
So they did like The Creature of the Black Lagoon and stuff like that, which I believe like that's kind of what like Lorenzo Areola has been doing lately.
Yeah.
He finds some kind of OnlyFans whore, and they watch some movie no one's ever seen and talk about it. But yes, Mystery Science Theater was definitely one of those shows. Do you remember in the 90s? Okay, going back to cable TV, do you remember in the 90s? You didn't have every fucking channel.
Oh, that was the worst.
You only had the channels that your cable provider provided. And every now and then, they'd have a special weekend where they show you a couple of channels you don't have. Mm-hmm. And it would just dick tease you. I remember them doing that with the Sci-Fi Network in the 90s. And that was a channel that played Mystery Science Theater. And I believe that's where I first saw it. And they also had that, what was it, Thunderbirds or something? It was some old...
Fabulous Thunderbirds, I think.
Is that the marionette puppet?
The marionettes, yeah.
Yeah, like Team America type shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Sci-Fi Channel is the coolest channel. And by Monday, it was gone.
Well, it was the worst part was the TV guide had all the channels in it.
Yes.
So you got to see, you had to look through all the things that you couldn't get with your shitty package. It's like, Mom, I want.
So are you talking about the TV guide that was the actual physical TV guide? Or are you talking about the TV guide that was on cable that you could go to that channel?
You guys remember that? There was that too. Yeah. And that was probably the 90s. Yeah. That would have been the
90s. That was the 90s for sure.
But I think the 90s, we still primarily, we had that paper TV guide.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, come in the mail or come in the newspaper every week.
But the TV guide channel still only showed the channels your cable company carried.
Yeah.
But like you part of the other thing. Yeah. You would see what was on other channels that you couldn't get. And that was the most frustrating thing. And that's why when I first moved out, I always bought the most expensive cable packages because I was want to be in a position where I'm like, I want to watch something, but I don't have that channel. I'm now an adult. I'm 19. I live on my own. And I'm getting every single TV.
So do you have that still? And then you have every streaming service?
No, now I don't have any cable. I fucking hate TV. And I just have streaming services. And I don't use any of them personally. It's just for everyone else in the house. I watch Dabbleverse and Hackverse shit all day.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And now you're talking to two floating, a potato and an orange. So
Mike Morris's pork chop sideburns. Thank you for the $1.99. I want to talk about 90210, you mass tax. I was not a fan of 90210.
I knew it existed.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
I tried to watch it in I guess maybe seventh or eighth grade for a chick, and then again in high school for a chick, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, none of the characters were relatable.
They're all so old. Like that, yeah, right. Like that Andrea chick and that other balding blonde guy. Like, everyone's fucking 40.
Ian Ziering.
Yeah, am I supposed to believe these people are in high school? Everyone's fucking balding and dying. Ridiculous. But a show that I was into along those same lines, I was into those cheesy, like, Saturday morning drama comedy shows like Saved by the Bell. That Ooh. Kind of stuff. Like, that was my 90210. I didn't give a shit about 90210. I wanted to know what Zach and Jesse, Kelly, Slater, and all of them were doing.
Screech.
So, can't believe Screech is dead.
Do you guys happen to remember the television show Good Morning, Miss Bliss?
Yes, I do.
I do now.
Yes, that was the name. Good
Morning, Miss Bliss.
That was the original name of Saved by the Bell in the 80s.
Yes, that show was from 1987 until 1989. Yeah, so let me get to that. That show ran for 13 episodes on Saturday mornings until Miss Bliss was canceled and rebranded into, you guessed it, Saved by the Bell.
There's no way there were only 13 episodes
of Miss Bliss.
I swear I've seen 100 different ones.
No, I actually was surprised there were that many Good Morning, Miss Bliss. The only episode I really remember is when Zach, Miss Bliss had that pop star stay with her. Stevie.
Oh, yeah. Or Tiffany. That wasn't Tiffany.
It was like Tiffany. She was going to kiss someone. Yeah. And Zach had a bet that he could kiss her.
Yeah.
But he didn't. But he did kiss her, but it was at Miss Bliss's house. Under her other name. Oh, he was like, Stevie. And she was like, my friends call me. He's like, Nikki, I kissed her. Nikki, I kissed her. That's all I remember from Good Morning, Miss Bliss. I don't know. What are we talking about? Is this the original Good Morning, Miss Bliss song? We can't hear you. Your mic is, you're muted when you
muted, OJ.
Oh, I'm such a moron. Yes, this is the original Miss Bliss song.
Well, that's funny. So, I've never heard this.
Oh, okay. It's basically the same exact song, but someone else is singing it.
I feel the like
a little different.
Like, yeah, it is different, but I feel like TBS still use the older version, because I don't know if I remember this song, and I know I've seen Good Morning, Miss Bliss. I've also never seen Good Morning, Miss Bliss, where it was actually like called Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yeah, I think they were always repackaged, weren't they?
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
okay.
It always said "Saved by the Bell" for the title. Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. But I also only caught Good Morning, Miss Bliss on reruns on TBS. I never caught it on NBC.
Okay. Well, the original cast was Zach, Screech, Lisa, and Mr. Belding.
Yes.
And then when they reformatted it and turned it into Saved by the Bell, they added Kelly, Jesse, and AC Slater.
Yeah, they had a chubby chick, Nikki, I remember, on Miss Bliss. Good Morning, Miss Bliss. And then a boy who kind of looked like Slater, but he wasn't buff. He was, I don't know, I don't remember what his name was.
I don't remember his name either.
But yeah, Saved by the Bell was the shit. It was so good. Kelly Kapowski, that was definitely my first like real crush as a kid, I would say.
So wait, that the girl, the biker chick, what was her name that showed up like later?
Oh,
Corey.
Yes,
Corey.
Corey, yeah, Corey.
Who did she replace? Did she replace somebody, or she was added on?
I think she replaced Kelly, didn't she?
Kelly and Jesse were gone at some point.
Really?
Shut this off.
Oh, sorry. Get rid of it, damn it.
Shut this off.
Stop it. That's over anyway.
All right. There we go. I was just like, yelling. Why am I yelling over the music? No, it wasn't Tori. I think Jesse and Kelly left and they had no hot chicks anymore. They had Lisa, who you've seen Lisa's face, right? What she did to her face.
Oh, she has gotten.
She looks like you. She looks like you, OJ.
Yes. Yes. Which is not pretty.
But I think she kind of has gone back. Oh yeah. Let's get some pictures of what Lisa looked like with her surgery. Cardiff, have you seen her?
No, I haven't.
Are you serious?
No, I haven't. Yeah. This is going to be interesting. I know she's a Jesus freak now, isn't she?
Is she?
I thought she was.
That's very possible.
Not that there's anything wrong with Jesus freaks. If you are a Jesus freak, please like and subscribe at You'll Remember the 90s.
Eric McBastard, Saved by the Bell, the early years is the repackaged name.
Yeah, the early years.
Okay.
Was that the repackaged?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so Kelly or Jesse?
I think both Kelly and Jesse left, and then it was just Lisa.
What the hell?
Lark Voorhees.
Yeah, I'm pulling it. Do you have it up? Because I got a picture of her.
That is not her.
That's, yeah, it is.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's the same picture I was pulling up.
But I think she's gotten better since this, like, botched plastic surgery. Like, I think she kind of looks more like this now. Can you see that? I know I'm not, like...
Yeah.
Trying to, like...
So she looks a little better than...
Yeah, I think she looks better, but yeah, at some point she was like unrecognizable. Yeah, like she, like what did she do to her eyes?
Yeah, but I actually, you know, you said that Tiffany was one of your first crushes. Well, okay, I admit it. I was into black girls, and I still am. I love women, but I thought Lisa was so cute.
Really?
When I was younger. Yes, I was. Oh, yeah, I was into both of them, Tiffany Amber. Thiessen, whatever. And I was really into Lisa Turtle, too.
Thiessen. No one's ever said Thiessen.
Thiessen. I don't know.
But yeah, no, all three of those chicks were good-looking chicks. But yes, Lisa was the only one left. And remember, then they tried to make Tori Spelling a chick, like more of a regular chick. She was
Screech's girlfriend.
Yeah, she was more in those seasons too with Tori because they didn't have hot chicks anymore.
Yeah.
Who can we get? But yeah, Saved by the Bell was definitely a show that I was always watching. I did not care if I had seen the episode a million times.
Right.
Yeah, I was always on.
Always on. And I think we have a clip of probably one of the more famous scenes.
That's what I was okay. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
No. Yeah. No, I was just setting you up.
Well, I was gonna say, well, the show took on issues like driving drunk, women's rights.
I was in the seat. I'll take the heat. I remember that's when they crashed the little cart, the driving cart.
Right.
Yes, and they were drunk. And Slater took the blame, and I always remember that line. I was in the seat. I'll take the heat.
He was such a good friend.
He was. Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
What is he doing now? I know he was like doing Entertainment Tonight or something.
Yeah, I think
like
he still is.
Is he?
He's probably the most
famous Yenta ever.
Successful one out of all of them, like still working.
Yeah, where is
Mark? Where's Kelly? Where's Jesse?
Kelly got a little chubby, and I think she does like a cooking show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Jesse, I mean, we all got excited when Showgirls was announced.
Yeah.
Worst movie ever
for me. Yeah, it was a horrible movie. It wasn't for me. And Jesse, I was never attracted to Jesse.
Remember the pool scene?
But you had to go see it. We all saw it, right?
It's a great scene. That was her best work as an actress.
Acting. It was a great scene. Did you ever watch the, I guess it's the
director's
docudrama cut. about Saved by the Bell, like where they reenacted those days?
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was like a made-for-TV movie or like a Hallmark kind of movie.
Yes, I did. I do remember seeing that. And it was basically a lot about how...
Screech was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Agreed, and they just treated him like a little, because he was younger too. I think he was like kind of significantly younger than the rest of them.
Yeah,
but, But they showed Screech, like, I think getting forced into it and not wanting to even, like, he had like stage parents.
Yes, he did.
Forced, yeah.
I do remember reading that. How did Screech die? Anyone know? I love that people are just naming 90s shows. It doesn't matter chat. What we're talking about. Yeah, the chat is great. How did Screech die?
I thought he had cancer or something.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Hold on, let me see.
Dustin Diamond. One of the only porno movies I actually bought.
Heart disease. High blood pressure.
Really?
Oh, Jesus. I got to go to the doctor.
I know, right?
Everybody go to the doctor right now. Not Dr. Steve. Any other doctor.
Oh, yes. And that is perfect. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on Bedabbler's channel. Be dabbling live with El Horrible tomorrow at 10 a.m. We will have the great Dr. Steve, Dr. Death, will be on the show. He will be here, and he will be taking your calls, your questions. He's going to talk about some subjects going on just within the Hackverse, within his own life. But yes, very excited to have Dr. Steve on with us tomorrow morning on Be Dabbling Live at 10 a.m. So check that out.
Yes. Oh, and yes, back to Saved by the Bell. Just, you had a clip you were going to play, because I was, like I was saying, the show took on many issues. Like, you know, we just talking about the driving drunk, women's rights, death, homelessness. Well, and my favorite subject would be drug use.
Yes, drugs.
Oh, no.
But yes, there is a particular episode that we have clips for. If you guys watch Saved by the Bell, you may remember this when Jesse became addicted to caffeine pills, of all things.
And yet somebody said her best work was in striptease.
That pool scene. She's like, fucking.
No, you've obviously forgotten this magic cinematic moment. Or televisionatic.
All right. So I cut it up just because, you know, we're trying to not get demonetized or have any reason to get a copyright get monetized. So this is pretty chopped up.
Jesse? Come on, we gotta go to the Max.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's 6:30. Come on, we gotta go. Let's go.
No time! There's never any time! I don't have time to study! Everything will be okay.
Pills! You mean you really are taking drugs? Jesse, give me those!
I need them, Zach! I have to sing!
You can't sing tonight!
Yes, I can! I'm so excited! I'm scared!
Jesse.
Fabulous. Bravo! I remember I was probably watching that episode while popping Stacker 2s like they were candy.
I was more shocked. I was more shocked that people studied. Jesse studied. I never studied. I gotta admit, now that I'm kind of looking back on it, did this show make you realize like how much your high school sucked?
Yeah.
Like, we had nothing. I didn't have friends like this. We didn't have relationships like this. No. We had nothing.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I knew people who are on harder stuff than caffeine pills.
Right. Absolutely.
I think my high school is kind of cool next to Bayside. We're more of a Valley kind of school.
Oh, Valley.
Valley. Fuck Valley. But yes, that was probably one of the most classic scenes from Saved by the Bell.
That's what was really cool about the show is, like, basically every theme to the show was the same. It was things going wrong, and then by the end of the show, they're making things right.
Yes, so. Thank God. Just like in real life.
Just like in real life.
Everything could be all fixed up in 22 minutes.
But yeah, that was I think that was just the show of the times. Like, if they made that now, and I mean, they've tried to make that.
Again, oh, I'm sure.
There were
tons, even in the 90s, there were tons of spinoffs. There was a show called Hang Time. Do you remember that show? It was about a high school basketball team.
No.
And their coach was like one of
Mr. Belding?
No, he was like a real Chicago football guy, I think. Or Dick Butkus.
Oh.
It wasn't Dicka.
Was it Dick Butkus?
Was it Mr. Belvedere guy?
No.
What was his name again?
Called Hang Time. Coming together.
That was the 80s anyway.
Sharing a dream so fine. Hang Time.
Mr. Cooper, someone in the chat.
Oh, yeah, it was Dick Butkus.
Oh, it was Dick Butkus.
Yeah, it was Dick Butkus. He was Dick like... Butkus? Yeah, he was the...
Are we allowed to say Dick Butkus?
Yes, we can. He was the one who was... he was the coach for the basketball team. I remember that. But then there was another show, which was exactly like Saved by the Bell. Again, a bunch of kids in high school called California Dreams. And they... You remember that show?
I remember that show.
So
I remember that show.
So Saved by the Bell had a band. What was the band name and Saved by the Bell? Because I remember it was
the Isotopes.
No. Friends Forever. Always will be there.
Oh, what was the band's name?
Hot Sunday.
I'll get it for you. Hot
Sunday.
Zach Attack.
Zach Attack.
Yeah.
So California Dreams was basically they took the episode of Zach Attack and said, okay, how do we make an entire series based on Zach Attack? And they came up with California Dreams. And California Dreams totally, you know, had a couple of hot chicks, had the AC Slater kind of biker dude. You know, it was the same kind of formula. And they tackled their own drug problem on California Dreams. This time it was not a female taking caffeine pills.
Nicotine, perhaps?
Nope. You want to guess again?
Sugar.
It's a female taking steroids so she can be a better participant on the volleyball team.
Nicole Bass?
Yes.
Steroids? Sly, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. How could you lie like that?
I'm not lying, Tiff. You use it and you know it.
Tiff, our beloved chatter, Tiff. Keep on those steroids, Tiff.
Your titties got smaller, Tiff. I can tell.
Come on, guys. Who are you going to believe, me or Sly?
Normally, that would be a slam dunk, Tiff.
There's the AC Slater type character.
Charlie Sly. Sheen.
Yes. He's kind of the, Breakfast Club kind of dude.
Oh, God.
What, the big schnoz? Whatever his stupid name was. And then Sly, they didn't really have like a pure Zach character on this show, though.
Was there a Screech?
There wasn't really a Screech. There were kind of guys who were just like, who cares?
But in this case, we believe
was Sly. This the same company, the same producer?
Yeah, I think it was all Tori Spelling's dad, right? Okay. Wasn't it all what's his name?
No, this was Saved by the Bell was like Peter something, wasn't it?
Peter Luger.
Yes, Peter Luger. We only take cash.
Who created Saved by the Bell? This is going to be a whole Saved by the Bell episode.
Yes, it is.
Sam Bobrick, created by Sam Bobrick. Saved by the Bell.
The producer,
any of this. Yes. Producer.
Peter Engel.
Peter Engel. That's Peter Engel. So maybe Tori Spell. I assumed Tori Spelling's dad had something to do with this because she landed a role in those later seasons. And she was like a prominent nerd girl character, you know?
I think Peter Engel also created California Dreams.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, he did. Okay. Just
make sure.
There you go.
But yeah, I think it's that was more of a case of her father's so huge in Hollywood. He just made a call and said, put my kid in.
Get my daughter on.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what if I am? It worked, didn't it? Besides, if it's anybody's fault, it's yours. Ours. Tiff, you gotta win so we can meet the men's team. Tiff, don't try, just do it. Tiff, you'll make PCH famous. Do whatever you need to do. We need that morning show interview.
Oh, instead of having one black girl on this show, they had a black guy and an Asian girl. They actually had more main characters. So this guy, and this guy was just kind of the Mike Morse of the show. He was just kind of there, but he never really talked much.
Is it Mike Morse?
Yeah, it might be
Mike Morse. It does look like a young Mike Morse.
You don't have to worry about that. We've decided to turn it down.
What? Well, don't you think you're overreacting a little bit?
No, great.
We don't. So you have a problem with...
I want to get to the part where she starts displaying her roid rage.
Drugs, Tiffany, you need some help.
Oh, so now I need help.
I had a vest like that.
What do you want me to do?
Did you really?
Please tell me you're joking.
Oh, you're gross.
Wow.
See, that's an episode, a whole episode on 90s fashion, like Jenko jeans. Oh. I had Jenkos. I never had a shirt that accentuated my arms.
I had guns for a fraction of a second. I was going to show everybody.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Accentuate your positives and hide your weaknesses.
Yeah, the vest also hides a lot of tit.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Pictures from back then with this vest, possibly?
I probably do, but you'll never see them.
See that.
Right. I am this close to my dream, and you expect me to throw it away because I took a couple of stupid pills? Well, forget it. I don't need help. I need new friends.
Ah, that void rage. Ah! I'm so scared.
Am I to believe that when women take steroids, it makes them get their period?
No, it makes them want to clean up.
Oh.
Do you see? She couldn't fight her womanly instincts to clear the table.
You know, we have a very large female audience, and we've sent them all to Benny Loco's channel right now.
They should all be cleaning up after their pizza parties or whatever they had on this wonderful Friday night. But yeah, so that I always thought that was interesting how they literally just took whatever worked for Saved by the Bell. They're like, please just throw it on this show. See if it works. As you notice, they were even hanging out in their local eatery. I don't think it was called the Max, but it's probably called like Wax for surfboards.
Well, even going back to Married with Children, we talked about that. They had a knockoff. They did. Unhappily Ever After.
Unhappily Ever After with Bobcat Gold.
Okay.
Kevin Connolly, and also the dad from It's Just a Number One Son. I don't know what his name
Jeff
is.
Jeff Pearson,
is that his name? He was the Al Bundy character. And Nikki Cox, Mrs.
Nikki Cox was the Kelly Bundy.
Former Mrs. Jay Moores.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore just got married to like a some NBA owner.
The Lakers owner. The Los Angeles Lakers owner, yes.
Okay, Jay Morris, man. How did he do that?
Unbelievable.
Jay Moore used to be like a semi-regular guest on Ron and Fez. He called in all the time. So I'm a big fan of Jay Moore. But
do you think that's why Michael Rapaport's still hanging around Howard so much? He's waiting for his shot?
I guess so.
Because those two were about the same level for the longest time, yes. I think.
Yes, but you know, Mike Moore or Michael Rapaport had that more of a insufferable fucking personality. I hate Michael Rapaport.
Now he's in football pools with JD.
Yeah, now he's in
fantasy football.
I'm so glad that I got off of Howard before Rapaport became kind of like he was always kind of there every now and then. But yeah, he seems to have taken some kind of more major role with that show.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Or he goes on way more than what I remember. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else do we have?
So I've got one, and I took a little, I know we're talking 90s TV, but I took a little different angle on 90s TV because I remember some 90s TV that was a staple in my house, because usually for some reason I still had the TV on at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Of course.
And I would wake up to the great infomercials.
Oh, geez.
Fantastic.
The 90s has to be, I mean, the decade that dominated the infomercial market. They became a thing. I mean, after that, it became websites for advertising and stuff. So that was, I think, the golden age for the infomercial. Everything from the Flobee to the all the Ron Popeil,
yes,
George Foreman grills,
set it like, and forget it, Ronco. Yeah. Oh, I had one of those rotisserie. God. And I was like, oh my god, we can make rotisserie chicken at home. What have we been doing? We've been baking it in the oven like idiots. It's spinning.
Do you remember having a neighbor that was always the one getting all the boxes from the home shopping networks or all the mail order stuff?
We were that neighbor.
Oh, you were? That was you.
My mom bought stuff off QVC excessively.
Oh, jeez.
Before the internet? Are you kidding? Oh my God. QVC was Amazon. In a way. Yeah. And it was mostly shit that you weren't looking for.
Yeah, but it's on TV now and I need it. Yeah. I've almost got sucked into it a few times, but I've never actually.
I don't think I've ever ordered. So the big thing I remember about like infomercials and stuff on TV was, sorry, no COD. Because they'd always, you know, they would say, if you would like to, you can make it in 4 easy payments of $39.99. Just call this number. Sorry, no CODs.
Yes.
You'd always be like, what the fuck is a COD?
Yeah. There was a time.
Crazy. COD meant cash on delivery. So it was basically the company just trusted that you were going to pay the mailman. Like you paid the mailman for some.
You paid the mailman.
Ugh, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
How did that work?
I have no idea. That's why it didn't. That's why there was no COD.
Oh, yeah. Was there ever anything on COD?
I think there must have been, like when people were ordering out of catalogs.
I was going to say, besides pizza and Chinese food, and I don't even think that is. Can you order Domino's today without paying first?
Yeah, I think you can without paying, but you have to have a card on file.
You do?
Like to guarantee it.
I'm going to check this.
Gonna open order a pizza right now.
Well, I'm going to just open up the Domino's because I don't feel like it's possible that you can even place a pizza. Like a Pizza Hut, maybe like your local pizzeria might still do that. Yeah, I don't know. Here in Colorado, for some reason, they haven't figured that out. All we have for the most part is all chain fucking pizza places. Fucking regular pizzerias.
No, that sucks.
They sold everything on those infomercials. Like I said, cooking gadgets. But the ones that always struck me were the scams. The scammy kind of the Tony Robbins one always sticks out. And I pulled a clip of that and it almost made me want to vomit so much I couldn't.
Sure.
Like the guys that would be the psychic Chloe. Oh gosh,
yeah.
Psychic.
Oh yeah, well that was that Chloe. Yeah. Well that was
totally it Chloe true. Or was it Cleo?
Cleo. Oh,
Miss Cleo. Oh,
Miss Cleo. Yeah, Miss Cleo.
But Benji even said, Benji Bronk from the Howard Stern show said at one point he was a call-in psychic. Like anyone could be it. Like you got this special like form and stuff and all these questions you got to ask. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
No, that's fine. That's why we have the show.
It made me think of that. Benji Bronk said he was a call-in psychic for a short time.
But yes, but the one that always stuck out was the Tom Vu. Do you remember Tom Vu, OJ?
I don't think so.
Is he from Minnesota?
No, Tom Vu is not a Minnesotan.
Is he the guy who wore the question mark, the Riddler jacket?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know his entire wardrobe.
No,
that guy.
The guy that would, he'd stand in front of like the Congress or something, and he always he looked like the Riddler kind of.
No, that's not this guy. So Tom Vu was some type of real estate investment infomercial guy. He sold seminar packages, and these commercials were incessant. But I pulled a quick clip for us to watch. Let's see if this brings back any memories.
Will learn at my seminar. The knowledge you will learn at my seminar will make you financially independent for the rest of your life.
One of my recent transactions, I walked away with a check for $15,010.50.
Look at these checks.
I took the Tom Vu Profit Seminar. It has worked for me.
That's Spider Alomar's dad. It has made
me financially secure.
It looks like Ray's new hairline.
You can do it too.
You don't have to ask your boss for a raise anymore. You can
get all the hot chicks with him.
Of your life. Yes. Come to my seminar.
Using the Tom Vu techniques, I bought this house.
What the hell is a seminar?
$33,000. If I can apply the Tom Vu techniques and make $33,000 on this house, you can do it too.
The money making strategy taught at my seminar is the solution for those of you who work hard but are underpaid.
Using the Tom Vu technique, one of the homes I recently bought made me $12,000.
Whoa. You don't need to be a genius to learn how to make a lot of money with my
Look
system.
At those butts.
A lot of my students who are
come to my seminar.
Make a lot of money.
How do you do this?
Why not you?
This is the house we just bought. It appraised for $98,000, and we were able to get it for $55,000. What this has done has given me confidence in myself that I know I have the ability to be able to do this, and he has confidence in me too.
At first, I didn't feel that deals like this were possible, but we have the house, and we
have
our $30,000 profit, and I certainly believe now.
Do you see yourself a millionaire someday? Have some guts. Make a decision. Come to my seminar.
Millionaire.
Have some guts. Make a decision. Come to my seminar.
I do.
No, a seminar. I remember him now, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. He was fantastic. Blast from the past. That's awesome.
And that was on all the time. I guess it was just, maybe it was just when he was coming through your town. Like, I guess they would blitz it, or like Tony Robbins was selling tapes and books and all that bullshit. But he was actually selling, maybe it was a video seminar. I don't know. I don't, but yeah, he was always on.
Yeah, he was always on. I don't know what he was selling. Cause yeah, I didn't even think about him until you just brought that up. That was fantastic. Cause I also remember they did a thing. I'm trying to find it.
Just remind everyone, if you're watching on my channel or Bedabbler's channel, come on over at You'll Remember the 90s. Like and subscribe here, please. Give us some watches over here. We got to get those watch hours up. We want to be able to take your money here too.
Yeah, and we want to beat. So we want to beat Benny Loco's numbers.
And we're not always going to be streaming to these channels. We're only going to be streaming to Yo Remember the 90s. So please come over there.
You don't want to go cold turkey, you jive turkey. Exactly. Give us a like and subscribe at Yo Remember the 90s. Jive Turkey is a 90s reference, right?
No. Jive Turkey is not.
Damn it.
A 90s reference.
Almost 90s?
No, not even almost 90s. But Jamming on the One, that's almost 90s.
Almost 90s. Almost 90s.
Jamming on the One. So I'm trying to clip something in real time because it's funny. It relates to that Tom Vu.
Okay.
And then it can also go into another bunch of clips that I have. So if you guys want to talk about something else.
When you mentioned the infomercials, do you guys remember a guy named Don West?
Wasn't he gold? Was he the baseball cards?
He was the baseball cards guy. Cards.
Yeah.
That guy was amazing.
Is he the be buying guy?
I think so. Is that the same thing, P. Bion? I don't know, but
I think P. Bion was the gold guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think that was the gold guy.
Yeah, no, Don West, he was such a great salesman. He would take like all this clunked up shit and put it together, like some baseball cards from this over here. We got these books. We got this. We got a Beckett. We'll put it all together. We'll give you a t-shirt. And by the time he was done plugging all this stuff and selling, you thought you were getting the best deal in the world. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was a fun to watch. And I think he was probably their best salesman on that network for a long time.
Was that the guy who was also involved with wrestling?
That is that same man. Yes, he went to TNA Wrestling, and he did the same thing for them. He was an announcer for them for a while, but what he was mainly known for with that company was doing the same thing with the wrestling. They had all this wrestling merch that they couldn't get rid of it. They gave it to Don, and he
was the B-Dot.
A lot of money.
He was the guy that Anthony used to mimic.
Okay. Okay.
But yes, no, he was...
Those old school salesmen, if you ever seen them at like a state fair or whatever, where they're actually just in there selling shit, but they get people so excited about buying shit.
Yes.
Yes.
And he got people very excited. Even that, what's the guy that he does it now. He used to go on Opie and Anthony all the time selling, you know, sand from Yankee Stadium.
Oh yeah. Who was that guy?
He's still selling memorabilia. I think he had a,
I don't remember.
Sure. But they get people so excited about, they build a market. I think Don West, a lot of people blame him for killing baseball cards in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because that was part of the drive that really got baseball, like all around that time when cards like that, the Don Russ 91, the Upper Deck baseball cards, when those started coming out, that's what almost killed the market for cards.
Yeah, I would say the 90s in general killed the market for all collectible things. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Beanie Babies, that was the...
Oh, my God. Do you know how many Beanie Babies my this grandmother used to fucking buy in the 90s? Anywhere. Seaside Heights Boardwalk. There was a time where the Seaside Heights Boardwalk, all they were giving out for prizes was Beanie Babies. And it was literally like... Don't you see what's going on here? Literally every game is giving away these Beanie Babies. You still think years down the line it's going to be worth anything. I have to get the Princess Diana one. It's going to be... Everyone has it. Just like Superman's dead. Everyone has a mint condition of that fucking comic book. It's nothing now.
Nobody's ever read it. Nobody's ever read the book.
No one cares. And you brought up Beanie Babies. I know a girl that was insanely addicted to collecting Beanie Babies, and I think she still has them. I remember when those things were big, her entire bedroom was literally filled with Beanie Babies. Insane.
Disgusting.
Was Pez big in the 90s?
I mean, Pez was always big for me.
Yeah. I know for you.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
but it had a bit of a resurgence, I thought, in the 90s.
Possibly, but I mean, any Pez that would be worth money would probably be from the 70s and older.
Okay. Yeah, no, there was a documentary on, I don't know if it was on Prime or on Netflix, on a guy that he was going to like Eastern Europe to buy like and smuggle Pez back into the US and was making like thousands of dollars doing this.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because they had like rare different Pez's out there that they didn't have here, and he was just it was a very strange documentary. But
interesting.
I'll try and find it. I'll send it to you. It was really interesting. But yeah, he was smuggling, and then he started making his own Pez.
Really?
Like competitor. Like it was bizarre.
That is kind of crazy how no one ever there was never really a competitor thing to Pez.
Well, and this guy did. He tried.
He tried. But I guess how did Pez must have gotten all the licensing, though, for all the characters and stuff. Like, how did that work? You know what I mean?
I was going to say, I actually have just happened to, I think nearby, I can't show it anyways, but I have a Pez dispenser. I wanted to see what year it was from. It's Yoda. I think it's from like the 70s or something.
That's what I mean Pez has like Star Wars, Disney, like Muppets, like everything, Looney Tunes. Like, how do they have all the rights to that shit? But
they just pay for it, I guess. The Pez Outlaw.
Oh, is that what that's the name of the documentary?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, fantastic.
Thanks. A man's mission to bring rare Pez candy dispensers into the US rocks the world of collectors and upsets the Pez Corporation.
Oh, nice.
In this upbeat documentary.
Oh, and just everybody out there, just so you know, we're going to get to the super chats after we're done wrapping up here.
We're just going through some regular chats as we go. Furbies were 90s. Furbies were definitely 90s.
Furbies, the television show?
No, you don't remember the Furby?
Oh, yeah, I do. But I'm saying we're talking about TV.
Oh, that's true. Yes, the Furby's TV show. That's right. Did you find that clip you were looking for?
Oh yeah, so I did. I loaded it up. So this is another show that means a lot to me in the 90s. I remember my dad finding it and yelling at me to come in the living room. There's some kind of weird cartoon on. I'm going to play this commercial. Wait. Yes.
Can somebody clip my dad found it and then he yelled at me to come? When he said that. Oh, wait, no, don't clip me saying it.
Yes.
Him when he said it.
Clip Cardiff. Thank you, Cardiff.
It'll be easier for you to clip Cardiff saying it. So, yes, someone clip
that. 58-50.
I'm going to play a commercial first, and then I'll play the clip that, coincides with the Tom Vu thing.
The bold new standard by which all of television will be judged. If you only watch one program this season... This is it. Triumph of the human spirit, not seen since my left foot. parents should watch it with their children and then talk about it. MTV's first foray into Emmy territory is a remarkable one. Once in a lifetime comes a program of such quality, one wonders how it ever got made. Beavis and Butthead premieres Monday, March 8th. Airs every weeknight at 7 and 11 on MTV. Learn a little more about Beavis and Butthead and a lot more about yourself.
That was cool. What you cannot learn from book or videotape, you have to come to my wealth training seminar. Learn how to make a lot of money, fast cash at government auctions, buy house, luxury car for no money down. What are you waiting for? Don't miss the bus.
By attending the wealth training seminar, I was able to quit my minimum wage job, buy a house for no money down, and make $100,000 in 4 days. I now make $60 million a year and enjoy my financial freedom.
People will tell you can't do it. But I tell you, I come to this country on a boat. I have no money. I buy a property for no money down. Make $200,000 my first week. Now I'm
me happy boy.
What are you afraid of? If you don't
me
have
Chinese.
The courage to get rich,
make a lot of money.
So
the views expressed by Beavis and Butthead do not reflect those.
Oh, that was awesome. That was even better. Man. I was clipping. I edited that as we were talking. I was just looking, so I didn't realize he did that, but that's fucking awesome. Anyway, yes, that was you know, I remembered that. I don't know how I remembered, but I remembered that Beavis and Butthead did a little thing on Tom Vu, and I just had to Google Tom Vu, Beavis and Butthead, and it was from the episode Peace, Love, and Understanding. That is actually a banned Beavis and Butthead episode because they were huffing glue. So
I was gonna say that seemed strange that they were. I don't remember that. So yeah, that's
So that episode only got played a couple of times, and then they stopped playing that one. Because, Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead was just definitely a life-changing cartoon for me.
Absolutely.
I know Mike Morse's Pork Chop Sideburn says that we don't know what we're talking about when we talk about things, but I will go up against anyone and talk about Beavis and Butthead. I love talking about Beavis and Butthead.
Definitely. I wish I had the tapes, because I used to tape a lot of those episodes, because you can't get them now with
music
videos in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sure there's a place.
Someone has all of them.
Oh.
Me! I have all of them. I have the pilots. I have all the specials. I'll send it to you.
I'm coming over. No, don't send it. I'm on my way.
Okay. I have it. I have it with the music videos. I have everything.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'll send you the link. Actually, awesome. I'll send anyone the link. Actually, just email me. I'll send you a link. You'll get every single Beavis and Butthead episode. Let me see real quick how many Beavis and Butthead ran from 1993 to I think only 1999 or something like that. I gotta look up the real number because Mike Morris's Pork Chop Sideburns is gonna say, "Oh, I thought you knew everything about it." I don't know everything.
You know, it was great. And yeah, that was a fantastic. Anything, I think Mike Judge, everything Mike Judge does is gold to me. But Beavis and Butthead, the movie Beavis and Butthead to America.
Yes.
Was like between that and I think South Park came out around that, like in that same era. Like that was a fun time for animation. Like it was like, wow, the cartoons are for grownups too.
Yeah. So it ran until 97.
Right. It was a very short run. And then now Beavis and Butthead has come back. I don't have the new episodes of Beavis and Butthead if you're looking for that. I think I have the episodes from the first new MTV run in like 2012. But I know Beavis and Butthead is back now on Paramount Plus or something. I haven't seen any of it. I think they even came out with another movie.
They did do another movie, and that was it was good. And there were some moments in it that just had me on my ass again, like just those classic Beavis and Butthead moments. But overall, like the premise, the main one of the premises that they had in there, and I wish they exploited more, was they go to university and they learn about white privilege. Okay. And then they start running around exuding white privilege everywhere.
Yeah, see, okay.
But I don't think they went far enough with that one. But there was some stuff in there. It was worth a watch, but it didn't recapture what Beavis and Butthead was, nor did I think you could.
No, you can't. It was, it really was like how they say lightning in a bottle. But Dildo Diff does say the new Beavis and Buttheads are hilarious too. I recommend them as well. I will say that the new reboot in like 2012, it wasn't bad. It was just the fact that I think Beavis and Butthead was the greatest when they were doing the, when they were talking about the music videos. Like the actual episodes were kind of shit. And I believe in like the first two seasons, they didn't even really have writers. It was like Mike Judge and a couple of like interns and some other like people who were just kind of like,
these guys suck.
Yeah, they were just trying to bang out episodes because it just kind of hit, and they're like, oh shit, we have to make like a bunch of episodes. But yeah, Beavis and Butthead was something that first premiered. Beavis and Butthead first premiered on Liquid Television. I have those shorts too. There were two shorts, Frog Baseball and then a Monster Truck Rally thing that they went to. And from Liquid Television, they went on to have their own series. And even for just being around for 4 years, those 4 years were magical. Amazing. So, they had so much controversy. Like, it was amazing.
So Dildo Diff with the winger shirts. The geeks with the winger shirts. I watched the documentary recently that featured Kip Winger.
Yes.
It was some music documentary, but it featured Kip Winger, and he talked about how that fucked with his life.
Yes.
He literally became a loser overnight.
Because Stewart wore a winger shirt, and everyone just immediately, and I believe he went to Mike Judge and asked him, can you please change the shirt? And Mike Judge basically said, if it bothers the guy so much, I'm going to kind of keep it. Fuck him.
Like, it affected a man's life.
Unbelievable. That's so funny. But yeah, I love, see, that's what's funny. I enjoy like Stewart episodes. I that was a great character. Yeah. But yeah, Beavis and Butthead was so great. I think that they ran into a lot of trouble because of stuff like that, like the huffing glue. They had to do a lot of, re-edit a lot of shows or just not air the shows anymore. I remember there was the whole controversy where a kid apparently burned down his house and the parents said it was because of Beavis and Butthead. That never turned out to be true. The mother was lying. The kid never watched Beavis and Butthead. They were just trying to blame something. Just like how people attack YouTube channels for no reason. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same exact fucking thing.
Let me see if I can still do this, because there was a time I could do this. I am Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole. No.
Bunghole. Like an Indian woman. That was fantastic. That was great.
I could kind of do it. I think I sound like a Mexican. Let me
get it. Beavis.
Yeah. That's actually pretty good. That's a good Butthead.
Yeah, I guess I do a better Butthead.
You sound like a Mexican what?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Cornholio, yeah.
I haven't done it in a while, but
everyone in the 90s were doing Beavis and Butthead impressions. It was like,
absolutely,
before Austin Powers, everyone was doing Beavis and Butthead. And then Austin Powers came around and everyone stopped doing Beavis and Butthead. But I just remember me and my friends just constantly talking.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Butthead. And that movie, like going to see that movie in a theater.
Yes.
Was like, again, I compare it to South Park, where those were two movies in the theater where people were fucking pissing their pants laughing, like on the, like literally scream, like no other movie had people laughing like that in the theater.
100%.
Like, those fans were all in. It was amazing.
It was, because we knew, you know, it was something that everyone wanted. I think The Simpsons waited too long to do their movie, but Beavis and Butthead and South Park, yeah, I think those were two tremendous
movies. And I talked about it too before. I know it's movie, but it is TV. But there was a touring animation festival that used to tour movie theaters, like independent movie theaters, Spike and Mike's animation festival. And like, that's where I first saw South Park, and like Beavis, Mike Judge's like early cartoons would have been there. Like, he had something with the Milton character from Milton.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if it was called Office Space, but it was something, but it was just the Milton character. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, like all these, you know, they would play like the banned Bugs Bunny episodes, and anything that was kind of cut from, you know, the old war propaganda cartoons and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
And I used to, but yeah, I used to see all this stuff that became Ren and Stimpy, you know, Beavis and Butt at South Park. It was the golden age of adult animation.
Yes, 100%. Beavis and Butthead also did a commercial. They did not do a commercial for Here in America or in Minnesota, but rather they did a commercial for a Japanese product back in 1995.
Mr. Sparkle?
Wow, Mintia really does it. Mintia,
Mintia. Hey, guys. Ever heard of Mintia? Wild and cool?
Wild and cool?
Go cool! Mintia,
Captain. Mr. Sparkle! Yes, it was very much like Mr. Sparkle. They're just like blowing up and flying and freezing. And whatever Mintia is. It sounds delicious.
Ray DeVito, go away. You've already caused one divorce. I don't need you causing a second. Get out of our chat.
Yes, Ray DeVito. We'll address this tomorrow. But I'm going through a divorce now because I stuck up for you, son of a bitch.
Thank you for the $1.99. My lost interest. Potatoes get boners. I'll let the wifey know. Yes, please do.
Yes, those little things that grow on them.
Those are my eyes.
Oh, where is that potato? Oh, shit. I have a potato somewhere in my house that's rotting. It's in the bag.
And you wonder where the spiders come from?
From Detroit. The potato we brought to Detroit is still somewhere.
You've traveled with the potato?
Yeah, Cordiff was there. You saw him. He was in the green room.
I know, but you didn't throw him out before you got back in the car for 24 hours?
I took them all.
Were you going to cook it when you got home?
Yes.
Cheap bastard.
I'm a child of the Depression.
Hey, thank you, Eric Nagel. You have a great show, too.
Where were you, Eric Nagel? Why did you stand up WATP?
How dare you?
Were you?
Future guest on You'll Remember the 90s, Eric.
Absolutely. Nagel. Christian Blatt and Eric Nagel will be on this show one day. Jack the Tripper, thanks for the $2. Check Big Bad Beetleborgs, low-key unappreciated.
Big Bad Beetleborgs. I'm going to look it up. That kind of sounds familiar. Big Bad Beetleborgs was a show from 1996 to 1998. It kind of looks familiar. It almost looks like The Tick. I don't remember this.
I think I remember that logo more than anything, but
yeah,
maybe I was too old for it.
The logo does sound familiar. Yeah, what was it, 96?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was a little too old for this show. But I'm sure it was great. I know nothing about it.
Fucking Frank has been a member for 1 month. Walker, Texas Ranger was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It actually was. If you were a Chuck Norris fan and you liked that sort of thing, yeah, it was a pretty good show.
It used to come on after Raw, right?
Sometimes. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that's why I checked
USA,
out.
On USA, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was checked out. The only show I think I ever watched after Raw was Thunder in Paradise. I don't even know if that was after Raw, though. Wasn't that on USA, too? With Hogan and the boat?
I don't remember. Gosh, yeah, it's Miami Vice, like, or Baywatch. Or
it was like Baywatch with a boat. And, oh, did the boat talk? Like the car?
I want to say it did, but probably not. I lost interest. Thanks for the $1.99. Watching scrambled porn stations waiting for boobs. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And yes.
Oh. What are scrambled porn stations? Actually, I don't know anything about that. Because my father cared enough to steal cable for his children so they can watch pornography when it came on after 10 p.m.
How dare you?
That was a thing, too. You had to wait until 10 p.m. at night for pornography. Do you remember that? Or in Minnesota, was it on all day?
Yes, just 24/7 porno everywhere.
I don't know. The rules are different.
Something I do remember was the Playboy Channel was a ripoff if you tried to order the porn, because if I remember correctly, it wasn't on like in the mornings or early afternoons. You had to wait till like a certain time to order something off that channel, or it wouldn't be porn. 10
p.m.
I think you're right.
It would just turn on to Spice at 10 p.m. It would be nothing all day, and then all at 10 p.m. it was like boop, it would just be there.
Yep.
Aaron Brown, most underrated 90s show was Herman's Head. I was going to pull stuff from Herman's Head because I used to love Herman Head. Lisa Simpson was on Herman's Head.
Yep.
Okay.
The voice of Lisa Simpson. I don't remember her name.
Stutcho's Fair Use Bologna Factory. Thanks for the $5. Kelly Kapowski can sit on my face.
Yes.
I do have to apologize for last week's episode where I used the Jennifer Aniston picture. It's been pointed out many, many times. It really should have been the Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
See? That's so amazing to me that everyone was trying to beat off to the same Tiffany Amber Thiessen picture in 1995.
And when what's that song somewhere out there? You know?
Yes.
Whenever you're looking up at the moon, yeah. I'm looking at the same moon as you. Well,
it's amazing.
Somewhere out. Okay. Kids in the Hall will always be amazing.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I was a state guy. I wasn't huge on Kids in the Hall. I get it, but I was my allegiance was to the state, and I guess in Living Color. We could probably do a whole show on 90s skit shows.
Yeah, what was the state?
What?
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
That was the one on MTV with Michael Showalter and Michael Ian Black. That's where everyone from Reno 911 came from. Michael
Ian Black was...
I want to dip my balls in it. Louis?
No. You're going to have to bring this show to us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, but have you seen like Wet Hot American Summer, the movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was all those people.
Okay, I hated those.
What? Really? Those sucked.
Maybe because I'm seeing it out of context, right? Like everyone's seeing, I'm talking about the movies they made after. So
we have to figure out how we can watch episodes of The State. We're going to remember they had a whole thing. They had a whole skit about filthy Guidos. And they'd be like, hey, mama, we're going to the zoo and we're going to see the monkeys do it. Hey. And everyone's like, yeah, let's go to the zoo and watch the monkeys do it. And then at the end, they just poured a whole shitload of meatballs on the table because it was a Italian stereotype skit. It was so fun. It was like every Italian stereotype.
It's Tukey.
Yes,
Tukey got his act.
Yes, Tukey stole his whole act from them. I can't believe you guys don't know The State.
No,
that's incredible.
The Silent Shape, member for 2 months. Does anyone remember Get a Life with Chris Elliott? I do.
Yes,
I do. That was a good show. I liked Chris Elliott.
I did too.
I do remember Get a Life with Chris Elliott.
Monty, member for 1 month. Kids in the Hall, great sketch show. I agree. Cardiff, thanks. Barbara Bowie, Cardiff. What about the Minnesota show Degrassi Junior High? Is that the one Drake was on?
Yes, but no, but before that, well, Drake was in the 2000s version. But
not the 90s.
No, I don't know if that was really a 90s show. I thought it was more of an 80s show. But it was like 90210, but in Canada, there was a girl named Spike. She got pregnant. She got pregnant in junior high. There is a girl named Spike from Degrassi High. She had a baby when she was real young. No?
Nope.
Yeah, Pickle? No one?
I know Kevin Smith had a hard on for that show.
Yes. Yeah. And I think he was part of the reboot. But yeah, the reboot was with Drake, and he played a kid in a wheelchair. But yeah. Mike Morris, Pork Chop Sideburns. Thank you for the $1.99. How dare you besmirch the good name of Dylan McKay? Who was Dylan McKay?
90210.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, he's dead too, right? That's Luke Perry?
Luke Perry. And another... He wasn't a major part on a show that... We will talk about one day on this show, Oz.
Oz, awesome. I love that show. Yeah. I thought they got a little silly with some of the storylines, but all in all, great cast. A lot of those people went on to other shows.
I still can't see J.K. Simmons not being a Nazi. Like, no matter what he's in, he's always Vern Schillinger.
Yes, yes. I don't know how he's ever worked
again.
We are this day. See Kyle.
Somehow. What Christopher? He went on to Law and Order.
Oh, Christopher Moltisanti. Or no, wait.
It is close to that name, I think.
It's Maloney.
Maloney, thank you. We have definitely. Maybe we could do something on Patreon with like these watch alongs, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Well, yeah, I've watched reaction videos on YouTube, and I do hear, because what they'll do with the reaction videos, they'll put clips up, and then they'll tell you, follow us on Patreon, and you can watch the whole reaction. So
yeah, it's, I don't know how they do that, but yeah, it's something we want to, that would be fun. To, like, again, I want to expose El Horribilibla to some movies that he's never.
Oh my God, how fun would that be to introduce? I mean, there's a whole plethora of movies we can introduce him to that are such a part of American pop culture that it's just amazing to me. Some of these movies you've never seen.
I've already seen Chairman of the Board with Carrot Top. You don't have to tell me how important that
seen it all
is to American cinema. I understand. Oh, Umlaut, thank you for being a member for 4 months. Send Benny Loco the link. FKL. Thank you. FKL. Jarrett Seltzer, thank you for the 888. Brilliant, John. That was something that OJ probably said earlier. Sorry.
I hope so.
It was brilliant. This is all brilliant. Real quick, I want to present. I can't believe you guys don't fucking know this show. So this will do nothing for you, the theme of the state?
Not a thing.
I do. Okay, that guy's face just... yes, I do.
No, Joe Latrulio, I know from Brooklyn Nine-Nine or whatever, but
right, yeah, no, he was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but so
that was definitely a show. Now that I've seen that I remember seeing but not watching.
Oh, Bobcat is saying that the state is now on Paramount Plus. That's tremendous. This almost makes me want to get Paramount Plus because they have Beavis and Butt and now the state
and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, they do? Like the old 80s show?
Yeah. No, no, the movies.
Oh, the movies. But the other thing is the state reunited a couple of weeks ago and they did a live show in Denver. I had no fucking clue this was happening or else I would have went. Of course, I found out about it the next day. But they will be coming to Brooklyn, I believe, in October or November. So if you're a fan of the state, they most of them have gotten together to do a live show. I heard it was great. They're doing just like their classic skits and stuff, I guess, which is kind of weird, but at the same time, probably a lot of fun. So if you live in Brooklyn, and I guess depending on how well they did very well in Denver. And if they do well in Brooklyn, they might continue to do it around the country. So go support that crap if you like the state.
I do have to say in my my left screen, I've had my Twitter up and there's been something flashing in my peripheral vision for the last 10 or 15 minutes. And I need to share it with you both.
Okay. What are we talking about here? Oh, there he is.
Cardiff. My dad found it, and then he yelled at me to come.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
My Lost Interest Twitter.
Oh, thank you very much, My Lost Interest.
It was on Twitter so fast. I think it was on Twitter before I said it.
That was quick work. Who are these podcasts? Says the state are liberal cucks. Yes. All of Hollywood is. All of our entertainers, except for Tukey, are liberal cucks.
Jared Seltzer, $5. Thank you. My joke was ruined. Assuming super chats popped up immediately. Love you.
I love you too, Jared. Thank
you. We're sorry. We don't want to make this Misery Loves Company.
They yell at us. They're monsters, Jared. They yell at us for reading. Oh, what is this? A show where you just read super chats? They're jealous because they hate us.
Mason in Portland, aka Shane Gillis, thanks for $5. Remember Breaker High with Ryan Gosling, Saved by the Bell clone that took place on a cruise ship? Is that real?
I do not.
God, Breaker High.
Never heard of that.
Wow.
Is that the 90s or is that
old? I know there was that other show probably in the 2000s where the two kids lived on a cruise ship or
1997.
And they
Breaker High?
And it was on a cruise ship
with Ryan Gosling. No, that sounds great though.
We'll look into it. What ran from only a year, 97 to 98.
Oh, it must have been great.
Barrister 14-1, thanks for $2. Why no Tukey show this Sunday?
There will most likely be. I'm not committing to anything yet because something popped up on Sunday, so I'm trying. I don't have an answer for you now. Hit the next button, you cowards.
Somebody got the mail today, and there were three blue chews in the mail.
Yes.
So Sunday will be busy.
No. Of other things.
Colt C. Cardiff watched a lot of 90s TV as a fat man in his 30s.
Yes. You're right, Colt C.
No, haven't you heard? I've been devilified. I am not fat. The whole internet knows. Capone 609. Thanks for the 499. Bedazzled and OJ stink. Bring out Tukey.
Fuck okay. You. Tukey sucks.
Alpha K Trans. Thanks for the $5. Columbia House was COD. As a kid, I would make up fake names and phone numbers and get unlimited free CDs.
Fantastic.
Was it COD? I guess maybe it was at a time.
I don't know, but I did.
I think you had to mail the money back or
yes, check. You had. I don't know how it worked, but I did look up. You can still order Domino's and select cash on delivery. I don't know how they're doing that, but you can still do that. Mm-hmm. But with Columbia House, which I should have worn the shirt, I'll wear it the next episode. I remember you ordered a certain amount originally for like a penny or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, you got your first 10 for a penny or
right.
5 for a penny.
But then you were like locked in, and now they started sending you things that you didn't fucking ask for.
Yes.
And if you didn't send it back, I think you had to pay to send it back too. I don't remember.
I think you could request to not get the next month's one, but you have to send something back to not get the next one.
See, I remember it differently. I remember
you have to buy so many
in
2 years.
Is that what it was? Because I just remember getting CDs in the mail and my dad being like, don't open those. And I'd be like, why? What are they? Like, maybe they're good. And they're like, no, don't open those. We have to send them back. we're going to be charged for them. And I don't know how they charge them. I don't know if he had a credit card on file or what. But I do remember, like, they sent you, like, they were basically like, here, you throw this out. Or, you know, but don't throw, like, if you don't, like, here, we're sending this to you. So you have to send it back to us. And if you don't send it back to us, we're going to charge you. It was a very odd business model. It's probably why they're not around anymore, besides the whole digital thing, downloading and whatnot.
Brian Vinucci, thanks for the $4.99. I liked and subscribed before I was called a jive turkey. Now I wish to undo this. Is that possible at YouTube? No.
No, Brian. It's ours now.
You'll remember the 90s for life.
You're our cuck now, Brian.
If you want to take any solace, you are a less jive turkey for super chatting.
Mike Morris, pork chop sideburns. Thank you for the $5. Not sure how old you nerds are, but here's a concept. Do a show about the 90s and actually know something about the 90s.
I know the 90s started January 1st, 1990.
Yeah, you teach people comedy, so what do you know?
I mean, there is a question mark at the end of our show title, so.
Yeah, it's grammatically correct. Robert Spawn, thank you for the $5. Horrible El Jefe can do most from Beavis and Butthead impersonations extremely well. I'm sure you've heard him at the end of Punk in Drublic.
Yes. So he's talking about a member of NoFX, El Jefe, one of the guitar players in NoFX. Yes, he does a bunch of different impressions, and he does them great. And I believe he does do Beavis and Butthead. I used to do Beavis and Butthead, but my throat's been hurting me lately. It'll just sound like shit, like Cardiff before.
Barbara Bowie, thanks for the $10. We have to pay respect to Howard Stern's Channel 9 show in the 90s because without it, how many of us would really be here tonight? Right. Yes. A crossover. Foundations of the Dappleverse. You'll remember the 90s crossover episode.
Yes.
One day.
Eugene Neil Breen. Thank you for the $1.99. Bark, bark. Please take me outside. Someone take that cutie pie outside. Look at that face.
I believe a Eugene World Order started in the chat earlier.
Oh, wonderful.
Fantastic.
This shit just keeps on going. My lost interest. Thank you for the $1.99. Cardiff clip posted on Twitter.
We know. X.
Yes. Thank you for doing that so quickly.
Thank you, my lost interest.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really quick with all of them.
Yes. And thank you for doing it to Cardiff.
Yes. I will be putting that one on my board, my lost interest. So thank you very much.
Cardiff video and arcade top 10. Smiley face. Thank you.
He's telling you to name your top 10 video and arcade games of the 90s.
Why not ask for my top 47, sir?
Yes.
We're trying to wrap this show up.
Yes, we were trying to keep the show at an hour, but...
And we will be definitely talking about video games in future. Yes.
No, we're shows. Never talking about video games, ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were they even in the 90s?
Nimrob71, thank you for the $1.99. Just popping over to this feed to get a quick FKB.
Hi, Brennan.
Neelax44, thanks for $2. Bedablerable, you got it going on.
Thank you, Neelax. You've got it going on. What?
Thomas Kirby, thanks for the $4.99. Indie filmmaker in the 90s was unbeatable to today. Did I guys see Clerks, American History X,
you guys.
And, or others?
Did you guys see Clerks, American History X, and or others in theaters? I remember seeing American History X.
American History X, yeah, I would have seen in the theater. Clerks, no. Clerks was a DVD.
Yeah, or Clerks was VHS.
It probably was VHS. The 90s were... that's going to be a whole thing. The 90s movies. I mean, that's... Fuck. This show is endless because we could do an episode just on one movie. Well, you can't. It'll be me and OJ talking for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about much about movies, but don't we have someone part of the team who knows about movies?
We do. Oh, we do. He's recovering. He's been diagnosed with another illness.
Morbid obesity?
No, that's been long standing.
Oh.
But he is he's had COVID, I believe. Now that he's been diagnosed with a ferocious flesh-eating virus, the doctors have given him 62 years to live. So he is recovering, but while he was recovering, he did decide to put together a show that we all love, Carlos's Pick, where Carlos will discuss a film, hopefully, from the 90s. Hit it, Carlos. And thanks again for doing this for us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Carlos Picks. My name is Carlos Danger for the purposes of this broadcast. Hey, remember the 90s? Do you remember the 90s? Shirts off, date rape, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you have to acknowledge now because of the times. Like, because that's really cool. Who are we apologizing to? So that being said, Schindler's List is horrible to watch. They were, like, super serious and too deep. And they took it and they just, you could just watch the car chases. You thought it was the coolest ever. But your other option was child porn. Schindler's List. I had read reviews. It's getting bad reviews. And your dad could have a fun time watching Schindler's List. You guys are having a time of your life. But there was that weird genre happened there where it was like, but the end of the movie, there's hope. There's some type of hope, even in Schindler's List. But the low cut shirts and all that. And they took it and they just, it's such an audaciously bad movie, but he lifted the idea from like Shuli Igar. He just has this huge introduction to the Shuli network. I kind of feel like I've never watched a movie that better summarizes how I personally feel about the Shuli network and the direction we're taking as a nation collectively, where, assholes rule. And, you know, the more toxic you can be, the better you kill the enemy, you know, just that whole thing. And just all the madness we're seeing in the Shuli network, which I don't know, is this the great American decline? I don't know, maybe. One of the lines from the outtakes is more famous than anything else in the movie. And this is totally cisgender, white male, middle-aged dude talking here. But Schindler's List, 4 out of 10. The gout has flared up.
For those of you just listening, there was some kind of morbid, obese guy on a bed.
With his feet bandaged up.
We couldn't see his face, though, so we can only assume it's Carlos Danger.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Carlos Danger.
Yes, thank you for doing that while you were obviously ill. I personally liked Schindler's List, but at least he finally got a 90s movie. He's starting to figure out the format of the show.
You are fantastic.
So thank you. I hope you're feeling better.
Yes, wasn't there something you wanted to bring up about Carlos after?
Oh, that? Yeah.
Yeah, I already discussed his flesh-eating virus that's going to kill him in 60 to 70 years.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Because there's so much flesh for the virus to eat.
I forgot to write what you wanted to say. I just wrote Carlos. So it was a no. Max Brangle, thank you for being a member for 2 months. 90s, you still paid for long-distance calls. Yes! Do you believe that you used to be charged for depending on where you called in the world?
There were, what always killed me was the situations that it would be literally calling the other side of the street and it would be another area code.
Right. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Remember phone cards?
Yes, phone cards. Phone cards are still around, aren't they? Or are they
like for pay phones more? This was just
for pay phones. Yeah, 1-800-COLLECT, 1-800-ATT, or 1-888-ATT, whatever. But yeah, 1-800-COLLECT, I definitely remember.
Fucking idiots. I remember pay phones and just calling my friend's house collect and having their parents pick up. Be like, you have a call from El Horrible. And I'm like, it's like, why are you calling your fucking friend in fifth grade collect?
I had, oh my God, you just reminded me. I had a phone number that was one digit off from my girlfriend's phone number. And I called it once by accident. And the guy was just sounded like a tool on the other line. I collect anytime I was in a different city or near a payphone, collect called this guy and he accepted the charges every time.
Oh my God. Accept?
I don't know.
He's an idiot.
But I must have cost him so much money, but I just wanted to hear his voice and make fun of him and probably tell him to go F himself. I don't remember what I did, but I used to harass the hell out of him only because he had a phone number similar to my girlfriend's.
Wow.
Yo, remember the 90s.
Yo, we're remembering the 90s.
Starsick 9 sucked.
Starsick 7. Starsick 9, yes.
Starsick 7 still works.
Okay, cool. Yes.
We're being trolled.
Did you, Cardiff? Good one.
We're being trolled by WATP.
Jeez.
All right. I think we had one more. Kel Naris has been a member for 2 months. Please list your top 70 episodes of ALF.
Isn't that the 80s?
That is
yes.
The 80s.
That's... Kel Naris, you're out of here. Banned and blocked.
Not even almost 90s.
Not even. Well, I think have we done it all?
Are we all caught up?
I think we're all caught up.
Oh, wonderful. We have done it all then. Yes.
Well, don't go away just yet, folks, because we still have our final thought for the evening, but we do want to sign off and say we talked a lot about the 90s. I think most of what we talked about was the 90s, so we're getting better, boys.
We definitely are getting better.
It's true, and we mostly stayed on TV shows, but we did drift to other parts of the 90s and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think we're figuring it out. And as far as the pop-up video thing goes, we might revisit that at some point, maybe some special episodes or whatever.
I think you're the only one still talking about the pop-up video.
Okay, are we done with that?
I don't know. I don't think anyone gave a shit.
So. Okay, good.
Then let's maybe when we have a... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, it's a fun idea, and I would like to maybe do it, like if we're going to put together a highlight video for one of the shows or something, maybe you could do that, but I don't think it's necessary. I think it's too time-consuming, and good. As cute as it is, I don't think people really give a crap about it.
Yeah, I think a live show every Friday is more than enough.
Okay, yeah. Because I was mostly just saying it to you guys because I'm too busy. But if I lose my job or you know, quit my job and...
Well, fingers crossed, everybody. Fingers crossed.
No.
Never, never. But we want to remind everyone, if you are watching on my channel or El Horrible's channel, come on over here. You'll remember the 90s. And give us a like and a subscribe. Watch here. Soon, this will be the only place. If you like the show, make sure you like and subscribe here because one day it will not be on any other channel. It will be exclusive to here. And tomorrow morning at Bedabbler on YouTube, the great Dr. Steve.
The great Dr. Steve will be with us 10 a.m. East tomorrow morning at Bedabbler. Dr. Steve taking your calls, talking about anything you want to talk about in regards to, I guess, hospice. So if anyone's dying and they want to know what the afterlife is like, give us a call and ask Dr. Steve. Brandon Sheckler, thank you for the $2. Have Tukey guest host 90s racism. Yay!
Never.
How dare you.
All right, so we'll see everyone tomorrow, but this has been Yo Remember the 90s.
Yo.
Still got to figure out how we're going to end this show.
Well, are we going to play your final thought?
Well, yeah, other than that, though, the pre-ending.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Oh, hi. It's me, your pal, Cardiff Electric, with your Yo Remember the 90s final thought. We learned a lot tonight about television in the 90s. Some people will say the 90s was the greatest decade of television ever. Others will disagree, likely presenting an alternate decade of television that they found superior. But what's important to remember is, as we all learned in the 90s, watching too much television will rot your brain. What was I saying? Anyway, that's all for this week. And remember, take care of yourself and each other.
Cause he's the guy that all the girls wanna be with. Oh, oh, oh. Cardiff Electric, the most famous podcast in the world today. He's got great guests on his show, like Dr. Steve and the